We present June Whitfield as Miss Marple in Agatha Christie's At Bertram's Hotel.
When you reach my age, you find that much of your time is spent living in the past, recalling its pleasures. I stayed for the first time at Bertram's Hotel when I was a girl of 14, with my aunt and my Uncle Thomas when he was Canon of Ely, long ago. And I've never forgotten it. So when my nephew Raymond West, whose last book was really doing rather well, offered to give me 2 weeks' holiday as a special treat...
What about Bournemouth?
It's very kind of you, Raymond, but I don't think...
But it would be so good for you. Get you away from the dreary, claustrophobic life you lead in St. Mary Mead.
Well, yes, I would like a little visit somewhere for a change, but not perhaps Bournemouth.
Eastbourne? Torquay?
You know, Raymond, what I really would like...
Yes, Aunt Jane?
What I would really like would be to go to Bertram's Hotel.
Bertram's Hotel? Where's that?
It's in London, quite close to the park, not far from Berkeley Square. I used to stay there as a child.
You're sure it still exists?
That was what was so remarkable about Bertram's Hotel. It was still there, exactly the same. There were the big swing doors with a man who looked as if he might have been a field marshal standing outside them.
A fine afternoon, ma'am. Welcome to Bertram's Hotel. We'll see to your cases.
And once inside, it was as if you were in a vanished world. Time had gone back, and you were in Edwardian England. Even the receptionist, frumpy but respectable, with frizzled yellowish hair, looked as if she belonged...